Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce the greatest, brightest, and best business leaders here in our great Atlanta city. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. I specialize in business insurance, and my co-host is Tess Turin with Basica Marketing and NextLink.
That's right.
She is a marketing and advertising consultant. Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
How was your drive in? It was beautiful this morning, wasn't it?
Not too bad.
You always say not too bad. It was great. It was sunny. It's going to be 68 degrees. What's better than that?
I'm loving it.
Absolutely. So what do you have planned for the weekend?
I don't know. I might go downtown and go to Piedmont Park with my son. I'm thinking it's going to be a beautiful weekend. I was down there last weekend and absolutely enjoyed it. I went to, I don't know if anybody ever went to the CNN tour.
Yes.
Downtown. My father is a huge CNN junkie.
Oh.
He must watch it about 23 and a half hours a day.
Yeah, my grandfather was like that.
And he came up, he was down in Mexico and came up for the weekend, so I brought him there for his birthday, and we had a blast. That was Mike's old stomping grounds over there, CNN, so it's awesome.
Look, my grandfather was a CNN fan when I was a little girl. I remember they very first started. Well, I wasn't a little girl. I was actually a baby. And when it very first came out, and I was getting dressed for school one day, and he said, Angel, put your jacket on and get your umbrella. It's going to rain. I said, that's in Chicago. I was in Tennessee. I was like, every morning he watched it, and somehow their weather was everybody's weather. And let me also say, you know, happy hour starts today at 3 o'clock. For our guests, just FYI.
Woohoo!
Good news.
Let me welcome our guest today, Edward Henderson. He goes by Ed of Synergy America, Inc. and Men with Ties nonprofit. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning to you, Angel, Tess, and Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Ed.
That wasn't that, but we're going to try this again. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And we also have Mark Potter of Conduit, Inc.
How are you?
I am great, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Good to be here.
How was your drive in?
Short. I'm just up the road. So
you make me sick. I live in almost Kennesaw.
But beautiful.
Wasn't it pretty?
It was.
I could have ran here this morning. It was gorgeous. And we also want to send a shout out to Uncle Mario's Pizza Joint, Mall of Georgia, on Buford Drive. Make sure you go to their Facebook page and tell them that Angel said from Business Radio X, best pizza ever. They have catering. They do birthday parties, dine-in, and take-out. We're going to start this morning with Ed Henderson of Synergy America and Men with Ties. So, Ed, let's start with Synergy America.
Sounds like a plan.
What is Synergy America?
Well, Synergy America is a professional services firm here in Duluth, Georgia.
Okay.
We are a proud partner of Gwinnett County.
Mm-hmm.
Company's been around since 1993, privately held. As vice president of the organization, we focus on IT, technology, healthcare, executive placement, and our recently launched engineering program. So when you need someone contract to hire, or you're looking to bring the ideal person on board in a full-time capacity, we are someone you definitely should call.
Oh, so I guess with the unemployment rate when it skyrocketed, that was great for you guys, right?
Well, yes, in many respects, the talent pool did grow significantly.
Okay. And, well, now let me ask you this. You said Synergy been around since 1993.
Yes.
And you're the vice president?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been there?
I've been there for just over 3.5 years.
Okay. Okay. And where were you before Synergy?
I was with a firm called Cyber.
Cyber.
Heavy-duty consultancy, ERP deliverables, right here in Georgia.
Okay. So now how does Synergy and Men with Ties connect?
Well, as a matter of fact, Men with Ties is a organization which I launched about 3 years ago.
Okay.
We focus on helping the youth find their way to tomorrow. It's a Christian-based organization, which basically gets kids ready by using life readiness skills and helping them with communal engagement. We focus on males predominantly from ages 9 to 18, low-income families right here in urban America, particularly in Atlanta, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., some of the places where I have roots at.
Okay. So what made you decide to start a nonprofit called Men with Ties?
Well, I'll tell you, some of the experience that I had growing up some of the challenges within my own family circle. I had family which was on both sides of the fence, whether it was middle class. Some of us were not so fortunate. Mm-hmm. And seeing the opportunity to have a better opportunity for life, as far as a better education, better means, seeing that that was solely based on orientation, based on education, based on some factors as far as available resources, it always stuck with me. And as I got to a position and a role where I could actually impact some of those concerns, decided to start the organization.
So, Ed, can you tell us some of the programs that you offer with that?
One of our main programs is one called the Communal Self. What we do with this program is basically help kids gain opportunity and orientation to some things which they might not normally have an opportunity to engage. We partner with several other organizations to do everything from get kids into reading literacy programs to help prepare them for their SATs, to help them be a part of music programs, which they just don't have in the schools or in their communities. Some of the things which we found will help enrich children's lives.
I certainly commend that, you know, helping the youth in the Atlanta area. There's a lot of nonprofits out there that do that here in the area. And I didn't even realize how many nonprofits are headquartered here in the Atlanta area. It's pretty amazing. Now, do you reach out to the collaborate with other nonprofits in the area?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can't do this alone. You need several hands across the city, across the country, to really have an impact on what's going on. Our group focuses on kids, again, from 9 to 18, but when you're talking about the youth, you need partnerships with companies like Hands Across Atlanta. A young lady by the name of Gina Davis is one of my partners and has helped me do the founding, and she does an awesome program catered to young women in the same age group. RCI, I'm sure you guys are familiar with that school in downtown Atlanta, a very phenomenal education resource. So yeah, we partner with several other entities, and we're always looking for new partners.
Well, let me tease you now, Mr. Men with Ties and No Tie. From a woman that's always, I've always liked boys that wore ties. My boyfriend in high school wore a tie every day. Don't ask. It's the thing I have. I don't know where it comes from. Is it because, did you come up with the name Men with Ties because that says something when a man has on a tie that you look at him differently versus when he doesn't? How did you come up with the name Men with Ties?
Well, I appreciate the question. And
you're welcome.
As a young man, I will say quite honestly, my own father was a guy to ask that you wear a tie on specific days of the week or when there was a big event going on. And then in sports and athletics, whenever there was a game,
we
had to wear a tie.
Right.
Okay. And then we go put on our helmets or uniforms to play basketball. And it just gave you a different feel for readiness. Thus, our life readiness program. We are preparing the youth to not only win today, but tomorrow as they approach corporate America. Many times we'll see, and I'm sure Mark can attest to this, the professional come in unprepared, though he may have the talent or the acumen, he simply doesn't have the presentation you need to support the role. So we want to prepare our kids now.
What's that saying? Dress for success?
Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with me, Angel Nallen, with the Nallen Group. I specialize in business insurance. And Tess Turan, our marketing and advertising expert. Now, we're speaking with Ed about Men With Ties, his nonprofit. You said earlier you do ages 9 through 18. Any particular reason why you picked that age?
Absolutely. And that's a fantastic question, Angel.
I have the best questions, don't I, Ed?
You sure do. Well, if you look at the statistics, you'll find that we're losing our kids at ages 9 and 10. There's a myth that it happens in high school. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It starts well before then. If you track when their attendance actually drops significantly as far as their formal education. So what we've decided to do is address that issue by getting 9 and 10-year-olds and redirecting them awarding them for attendance, something beyond that certificate. They may get a trip to the movies. They may get a trip to their favorite basketball game. We may support their needs as far as summer curriculums and books and things like that. So that's why we chose the fourth and fifth graders in particular, because that's where we're losing them.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you, do you have any little boys of your own?
No, not yet.
No. Do you have any daughters?
No, not yet.
Okay, so then we're kind of in the same boat. So my question was going to be, my ex-husband had little boys, and I said I would never say his name again, and I won't, but he had little boys that were 9 and 10. It was just a different world.
Sure.
It was like, no, I'm a woman. It was literally like going into the Twilight Zone. Everything was a competition. Everything was like, they're going to run. Who can get up the quickest? Who can get dressed the fastest? It was insane. I've never seen anything like it. So how does Men With Ties kind of channel all that energy and all that stuff, I don't know what to call it since I'm a woman, into one place?
Testosterone.
Right. It's not really that at 9 or 10. It's probably test. It's not really testosterone because I think they're just testing you.
No.
So how do you all, what kind of things do you have in your curriculum that kind of sets the tone for all that energy and put it in the right direction?
Well, one of the main things that we do, and I don't do this alone, mind you, I have a great team of folks there,
okay.
As in Gina Davis, Shayla Houston, and again, some of the partnerships we talked about. But one of the main things we do to channel that energy is, number one, first we make sure we feed it. Mm-hmm. If you go into the inner city, some of the impoverished areas across any race or region or in this country, you'll find the kids are malnutrition. They don't have the proper food, supplements, and vitamins. So mm-hmm. we always look for support and vendors willing to help us feed our kids.
Right.
And once we get their diets up to speed, we talk to them about what to eat, how to get fresh food. We're working on a program now to help get those mothers out to the fresh market versus some
fast
of the fast food giants,
right.
Which is
so important.
Right. It's just not brain food. So we start mm-hmm. nutrition, and then when they have that energy you talked about with those young men,
right.
We try to make sure they're physically challenged there. We have some guys who are former athletes. We work with a former command drill sergeant mm-hmm. and things like that. But we keep it fun, but we want to make sure these guys are not only active, have the nutrition they need, but we're also looking to make sure that we find what their interests are. If you drill down into what that child wants to do, what their passions are, you'll be surprised how engaged they are with following a curriculum or a program, which also helps when you're trying to, say, get some education, focus on tomorrow, right. and do some things. But if you give music to them, if that's a passion, if you say, hey, you love to draw, if you're an artist,
right.
Work with the person who's designing our logo, and Shayla Houston, and she takes the kids and really helps them do some of the things that they always wanted to do as far as creating art pictures. And then we take that to the next step, and we say, you know what? Drawing's great, but you're going to need to use some of those skills and get some technology to really take it to the next level. Here's what we do, and I bring in a professional who says, hey, this is AutoCAD design. And a lot of times that comes from my relationships working in the business that I do.
Oh, wow. Well, from an insurance perspective, it costs more to insure a man than it does a woman because you drive faster.
They die quicker, too.
That, too. It's not pretty, but it's true. But the reason that energy seems to never really go away. Like when it comes to speeding tickets, I'm serious. Insurance, it costs more for a 21-year-old boy to get insurance than a 21-year-old girl to get insurance. Mm-hmm. And it seems like that testosterone and all those things that are going, apparently it never goes away. Tess has a little boy. How is Michael now? 5, 6?
Michael is 6 years old.
Going on 31?
Six going on 26. And I have to commend you for what you're doing. And a lot of times the parents, me and my husband, we work full-time jobs. I mean, we working at home half the nights, and we sometimes don't have the time to put in to the children like we would want to. So I mean, it's wonderful that you have this program for these kids just to learn little lessons. And again, with the positive reinforcement that you're adding to it, it's really commendable.
I really appreciate that, Tess. And it's really an awesome format that we can join your radio program and talk about some of the things that we're hoping to accomplish. So, again, we really, really appreciate that, and we appreciate the support.
So let me ask you, what are some of the immediate plans for the organization?
Well, right now, we're redoing our website. As I said, we're having a logo created. Very excited about that. So it's something that you see consistently throughout Atlanta. We're also doing some fundraising. Once everything's up in our domains, up and rolling, because we're redoing the whole website, we'll also be looking for new partnerships with other nonprofits, private organizations who are looking to not only better their communities, but give back. Those are the folks that we are looking to work with.
Well, you know, being in marketing for 16 years, I know how important, and an entrepreneur, I know how important it is to get the word out. Obviously, you're coming on shows like this today. What other forms of marketing are you doing to get the word out to the public?
Well, I'd say as we get this ball rolling, we're hoping to use technology, do some of the mass media, the social media tools. We're going on just about every search engine that we're allowed to promote our cause. We're also attaching ourselves using spiders to other nonprofits out there. We're not going to, when you click on some of the things as far as the American Cancer Society, Red Cross, things like that. Those are the organizations that we're seeking partnership with. So you also can see Men with Ties there and maybe take a look at it, even if that's not your main purpose for looking at that search engine.
Now, if you wanted to be a volunteer, do you have that
yep.
Can you elaborate for some of the listeners that are listening right now that might want to volunteer?
Well, right now, we are looking for young men, professionals at this time to help us mentor as well as develop some of our teenagers. These guys are usually about 13 to 18 years of age right now. One of the main focuses we have is technology and IT. We are behind as many of you know, whether it be technology or manufacturing. So we're looking for folks who have that background. And when it comes to developing the kids and driving their interest towards that, we're looking for mentors who can say, hey, this is how your interest can transfer into a career and allow you to be a productive member of our community.
Let me remind everyone out there that you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance. And my co-host is Tess Turin, Marketing and Advertising Specialist. And we're speaking with Ed Henderson with Men with Ties. Well, let me ask you this, Ed, before we give everyone all your information. What are some of you all's immediate plans, let's say the next 6 months to a year, as far as Men with Ties are concerned?
Well, we are certainly looking to increase our membership there, folks who are vested donors, increase our opportunities to reach out to the public, which is, like I said, one of the main things we're doing is developing our tools on social media, relaunching our website, getting things out there into the public, and again, building those relationships with established organizations and trying to make sure we're a part of the communities in which we live and serve.
Well, let everyone out there know what your website is and the best way to get in touch with Men with Ties.
The best way to reach out to us right now, I'll give you our number. It's 770-668-3055. Our website it is being developed right now. It's under, it was Men with Ties at www.menwithties.com. But again, I want to say that's being developed, so don't hold me to that. Just give us a call, and we will make sure that you see us updated. When you do a search engine search for Men with Ties, you'll be directed to the right place. We've got some great folks on the team helping us develop our logo, helping us get right when it comes to social media, mm-hmm. and helping us take the next steps forward.
And can you give us Synergy America's information as well?
Yes, that's www.synergyamerica.com. If you're looking for high-end professional talent here in Atlanta, it's definitely where you want to go with fantastic resources of some 20 years.
Perfect.
I really appreciate your time today, and I'm going to turn this over to Mark because I think I've talked enough for one day. But
Ed, you're not running my show. This is my show. I got something else to say. I'm not ready to talk to Mark yet. Thank you so much for coming on, Ed. You've been a great guest.
Thank you so much, and I'll leave you with this. And this isn't mine. It comes from Nelson Mandela, and it's something I tell to all the kids. Action without vision is only passing time. Vision without action is merely daydreaming. Vision with action can change the world. And so it takes all of us to bring our kids up to speed and make them viable partners in this experience we call life. Thank you so much.
Thank you. They say it takes a village to raise a child, right?
Well said.
Very well said. Look, I have a saying too. A goal without a plan is a dream. That's exactly what it is. Our next guest up is Mark Potter with Conduit Inc. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Thank you for your patience.
Well, I could have listened to Ed all day.
No doubt, right?
He's got a great voice, doesn't he?
He does. He's got like a good voice. He's got right. a good message.
I think he used to be like an operator or something. Hello, how are you today?
This is going to be difficult to keep up with.
Exactly. Tough act to follow.
Yeah.
So, Mark, tell us about Conduit Inc.
Conduit Incorporated is a... it's essentially a publisher. Okay. We're heavily into content marketing. We currently have a flagship magazine called Canvas Magazine that we do for the graphic arts industry. It goes out to about 12,000 people across the country. And we're heavy into custom content for some large organizations. Specifically, we define ourselves more by who we serve rather than what we do. So okay. It's hard for me to say that I've been on other programs where I've said that I'm a publisher, and it doesn't really feel right because I'm more defined by the community that we serve, much like Ed is defined by, you know, giving kids a chance. You know, we're defined by this community of graphic arts and printing professionals that, let's face it, they've got a struggle ahead of them, much like any industry, right?
Right, absolutely.
So it's kind of our job at Conduit Incorporated to use content to help transform their mindset. So we're into a lot of little things, from magazines to content where we do an e-campaigns or, you know, we've got an event coming up. We're putting out our first book, so there's a lot we're doing. I don't like being defined just by saying publisher.
I'm just being a marketer myself. I'm thinking here the wheels are turning. Mm-hmm. The smoke. Can you see the smoke?
No doubt. I know. I may have to go take a nap while Tiff talks to you.
And I'm thinking, how great would it be for Ed to be in one of these beautiful magazines I'm looking at here? I mean, that would be perfect for you, Ed,
with no tie.
That's right. Well, no, he's going to have a tie.
Right.
But I actually thought the same thing. I mean, that's a story. We all relate so well to story. What you're doing here today is essentially the same thing. You know what? We kind of have a mantra at Conduit that it's really not content until somebody digests it. It's not content until somebody reads it. Otherwise, it's just noise. I was having this conversation yesterday with someone that, you know, it would be a full-time job to follow Twitter. And to do all your social
media. That is a full-time job, believe it or not.
It's remarkable, right? You post something. I posted a picture on Facebook of my kids yesterday, and there's 10, 20 responses. Do I have to reply to all of them?
Right, exactly.
And the next thing you know, you're immersed in it. So it's very difficult in this day and age to do content that resonates.
Right.
So, yes, that's a great story, and we want to be entertained. We want to hear those heartfelt stories. We want to know that there are people doing sincere work out there. So it's a great time when we're in a world where it's highly electronic, highly connected.
But we're so disconnected.
But we're not as connected.
A girlfriend of mine was telling me the other day, in college now, they are offering a class for interpersonal skills because for people cannot talk to each other.
Yeah.
That boys literally do not know how to ask a girl out.
Absolutely.
How to talk to her on the phone.
Generationally, that's
scary.
There's a gap.
I tell my girlfriends, I say, oh, did you talk to so-and-so? Oh, yeah, he texts me. That's a no.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't talk to them.
Yeah, that's my clients, I mean, I communicate more with my clients by text
and email
right. than oh, I yeah. do by phone and in person.
Yeah. Are you yeah. call somebody and they text you back? If yeah. I wanted to text, I wouldn't have called you.
Absolutely.
They don't want to talk to you. Get right. the hint.
But no. how scary is that? The interpersonal, they are actually offering that as a class.
It's very scary. You know, it depends on your perspective, right? I'm listening to Ed talk about skills, and we do some work for Ricoh, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They're a big sponsor of Skills USA.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just taking that 9 and 10-year-old
right.
and saying, here's the skills that you need to be able to prosper going forward. It's what are the trade skills of coming forward, you know?
Right.
A lot of those things are dead and buried. So I was just having this conversation this morning with someone. We had interviewed a woman named Sherry Turkle from MIT for an article we did, and she wrote a book about, it's called Alone Together.
Okay.
And it's about being so connected that we're actually lonely. And
right.
And so, you know, one of the things that I talk about, a 9 and 10-year-old, I have exactly a 9 and 10-year-old, and you know, I worry about them. I want them to be able to have those interpersonal skills.
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, you had a summer job. You were outside. And,
right.
And today they're so connected. So
yeah, you don't play video games for 6 hours
yeah.
All day because it's too hot to go outside, which is absurd, right?
Absolutely.
How could it be too hot to go outside?
Absolutely.
Parents, too, are so more protective than they were when we were growing up. I mean, we used to get kicked out and couldn't come home till dark.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, especially in the summertime, it's like there's no such thing as too hot. As a matter of fact, I grew up in a very small town in Middle Tennessee. When I'm in elementary school, we had a etiquette class that lasted literally a semester where we learned how to set a table, how to eat, how to cut your food, how to drink out of a glass. The boys had to pull our chairs out, and then we had a big dinner where our parents came to it, and we showed them we knew how to sit down at a table mm-hmm. and eat a meal.
Yeah.
And that seems ridiculous now, but I'm telling you, I've been around children that eat with their hands food that's not hand food. And I'm like, because mm-hmm. they literally don't use a knife and fork, or they never been to a nice restaurant really to sit down and have dinner because they go through the drive-thru or they have chicken fingers or whatever. And that gets scary, right?
Angel, I don't know if you know how valid a point that really is. I believe that...
Of course I know, Mark. I'm the smartest person.
I know. You keep asking these great questions.
It's an amazing point.
Amazing.
But that's a memory. I
right.
mean, when you're telling me that story, I'm visually getting it, right?
Absolutely.
And it's connected. So what do I say to my son 10, 20 years from now? Or what does he say? Hey, remember that time I played Minecraft on my iTouch?
Exactly. Or you open know? Your mama's door when we leave.
Yeah. There's
pull a
no
chair
memory
out for
there.
Absolutely.
So there, the stories of our lives, the stories... There is a great opportunity right now, and that is to connect more sincerely, deeply with people. And you have to do it, believe it or not, the opposite way. So, you know, in a roundabout way, that's kind of what we do at Conduit. That's, you know, we tell stories and we
right.
put it, we print magazines, and people go, well, wasn't print dead? No.
No.
You
there
know?
Are people out there. Look, my mother, God bless her, she, when I tell you she reads everything, everything she can get her hands on. She teases me because, as she put it, I do not have a printed word in my house. There's not a book. There's not a magazine because I read everything on my phone. She loves to read.
Sure.
Well, like, I like Huffington Post because it's quick and I can get the gist of the story.
Sure.
But she wants to touch it, feel it. She likes to read.
Yep.
And I think there is a lost art in that, not just reading, but that being able to connect with people on a personal level because we both read the same book and we're sitting around talking about whatever. Now it's more like, you know, you text these things or you email, or it's just, she just started texting a couple years ago because she was just like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, good for her. You know.
And of course, her text messages are 5 paragraphs.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Miss Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking to Mark Potter. Mark, I know you're president of your magazine, but you also hold the title of author.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate?
So, speaking of stories, we one of the things that I've done over the years, and we've probably done it for about 6 years, is I've written a column every week,
mm-hmm.
and we literally send it out. It's been called Canvas Notes. So it's a corresponds our Canvas magazine. And it really started out, I think I wrote it in my pajamas on a Sunday night.
Don't all writers do that?
Yeah, and I thought, this is really stupid. I mean, nobody's going to read this. And I put it out, and it was a story. My kids are both, my son and my daughter play hockey. And you might
they
ask
play hockey in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, which
where?
Is...
Where? There's no right hockey up, here.
Exactly. It's a very difficult task.
Right.
That's
yeah,
a
like
whole other
one
story.
One ice rink in the whole city.
Exactly. But... you know, the first time my son got on the ice, he fell. He hit his head. And I thought, well, that's the end of his hockey career.
There's a, what did I just tell you about the boys?
Yeah. And he came back out. And he looked at me. And I said, you're going to give it another go. And I thought, you know, there's a story there. There's an analogy there for
right.
taking your bumps. You know, we again, going back to this whole idea around technology. And, you know, we tend not to understand the investment that's needed to do something. Anything great that we've done takes time. So I just wrote that story. I put it out, and I got some nice comments on it. And the next week, I wrote another one. And the next week, I wrote another one. And you know, Canvas magazine is all about sales and marketing in the graphic arts industry. And it's been very, very popular. Canvas Notes, this little email, became just as popular. So after 6 years, you can imagine I've got quite the list of them. What we did was we did a compilation of them. We put them together, kind of a best of.
Okay.
And I've written stories about egrets and hockey and when I was roller skating as a kid in my goofy looking white overalls. And
again, Ed, something you can use for the kids.
That's right. So we've come out with a book called Egrets, Hockey Sticks, and Roller Skates. And we're very visual creatures, obviously. Uh-huh. And you mentioned something which is pretty interesting, that things have to be very digestible. You know, we've got minds that move
right.
quickly. So I want content, but I need to digest it quickly. So these are obviously little digestible stories, but I also wanted it to incorporate some pictures. So I needed an illustrator. And so if I'm going to get a good illustrator, where else would you go than my son's fifth grade class?
Of course.
So we actually had each column illustrated by my son and some of his fifth grade buddies. And it's actually pretty hysterical.
Do they all have meanings, underlying meanings?
They
meanings
do.
In each story? Kind of like Chicken Soup for the Soul?
They do. They're really...
I love reading that Chicken Soup for the Soul. Have you ever read that?
Did I just tell you I don't read? No. I read like three of them. Let me tell you, I'm actually sitting here thinking a few years ago for my mother's birthday, I gave her a website. We need to talk. It was called thingsmymothertoldme.com.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great idea. So it was all these different headings of marriage, education, life, sex, all these different tabs. And I wanted women to go on there and like give us something that a woman in your life told you, whether it was your grandmother, your aunt. Just because your people can learn from that, you know.
Absolutely.
When you were talking about, you know, taking your bumps and bruises, I remember I'm from the country. They used to say it ain't the dog in the fight; it's the fight in the dog. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can be a little dog, but still have a lot of fight in you. And I thought it was such a, you know, because she got so caught up, she never technically posted anything, but she blogs constantly. So I was trying to create a blog for her, because you want to, everybody likes people to hear people's stories. And I tell people, my only regret may be for never having children, even though I never really wanted children, was I don't know who I'm going to tell my stories to in 25 years.
Well,
who
that's
you
why
you
have a radio
to?
Program.
See, they're right. Now I can live forever. But that is
more.
True. Right, but that is true. I thought, who are you going to tell your stories to?
Somebody will listen.
Exactly.
That's right.
Right. They'll be forced to listen. Maybe I'll be playing it somewhere in heaven, right? Playing
right.
my little radio program. But that is definitely a big deal. I think people want to hear. We've gotten out of the art of, one, listening to people, because most people don't talk anymore. But getting to know people, I tell my friends all the time, I like to know people's story.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, don't get me wrong, we're all a little judgmental, but I like to know their story before I make a decision on what I think or don't think about that person.
We live in a world now that is, it's funny. There's a great book by a guy named Daniel Pink. Daniel Pink is been labeled one of the top 50 thinkers in the world. Okay. He's written several good books.
I'm number 31.
And,
but go ahead.
In fact, he's was gracious enough to give us a testimonial on Egret's book.
Ooh.
And he is he's a journalist, so he's always gone out and got empirical data to say, let me tell you about this story kind of deal. He's talked a lot about you know, selling back in the day and selling today. And the reality is and I do this, I go to Clemson each term and I talk to the kids there and I ask them, I said, what do you think of when you think of salespeople? And the first thing that comes to their mind is used car salesperson, right? It's a negative.
The enemy.
It's a negative connotation when you say I'm in sales, even in today's world. Well, why is that? Because sales was always a product of condition, not the people that were doing the selling. It was, if I bought something from you, I wasn't quite sure if I got the did I get a best deal or not? Because the salesperson had all the information. We live in a day today where it's impossible for that salesperson to have all the information. You go on a lot and you know what you want and you know how much you're going to pay for
it. And if you don't, it's your fault.
So where it used to be buyer beware, today is seller beware.
Absolutely.
And all that technology has taken that away. So what does that mean? It's ironic, right? In a technological world, we have to have deeper, more sincere relationships because it's a no BS world.
Absolutely.
And so there's a beauty to that. It might seem scary, but there's a beauty to that. And that's you have to tell stories because it shows vulnerability. It shows that you've got experiences. Again, my son's not going to be able to tell a story of using Minecraft, right? And have that resonate with anybody. But your story about dinner with your family.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I could picture that and I could connect with that. So that's kind of what we've done, and we've taken that very, very simple, humble approach. And people like it, you know?
Let me remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group. I specialize in business insurance, and my co-host is Tess Turin, marketing and advertising expert. I actually just had a flash when you were talking about dinner with your family. My family sat down every night and had dinner. My mom, my dad, me, my little, we sat down and had dinner. I don't understand this concept. Of course, I don't have any kids. It's easy for me to say. You know, the best parents are people without children, right? I mean, they are. I'm the best mother ever because I have a furry son. He does whatever I tell him. But it blows me away how I don't really know anyone. What few friends I have with kids, I've never known them to really sit down and like have dinner.
I do every night.
Like, right, exactly. Yeah. You got
He tries to go and watch TV, but no, that's not happening.
Exactly.
We
TV
sit down
off,
and
we're going to sit down. We're going to eat dinner.
Absolutely. As very
mother,
important.
Now, my mother made us do it, even though she might be cussing the whole time because my dad wanted to go watch the game. I might want to go watch. She was like, we're going to sit down and we're going to eat like a family because she'd be screaming at the top of her voice and we're going to be happy. And it's 30 minutes long. So when you were talking earlier, I was thinking when you were talking about all these egrets, I love that. What else do you do besides the book you said you have? Give me an example of an ideal client that would come to you. Mm-hmm. What would they be wanting to accomplish and how could you help them accomplish it?
Well, one of the big buzzwords today is content marketing. You know, again, one of challenges of our time is that we jump on something and everybody kind of jumps on it.
Right.
So we think, okay, content marketing.
We used to call it relevant.
Right. I mean, we become lemmings in some respects because we all kind of say, okay, well, everybody's on Facebook, so everybody's got to be on Facebook. You know, there's some merit in kind of going the other way. And so we've done that with printed magazines, that type of thing. But the clients that we serve are right now, there's a lot of people jumping on this content marketing buzz, right? Again, we serve people who want a deeper relationship. I'm not what you call an ROI guy. You know, in marketing today, you've got a lot of people who think, look, I need a return on my investment. I've got a CFO at the top of the organization or a CEO who's saying, I want to know for every dime I spend what I'm going to get back. That's not the way great business is built. It's you know, you can look at the greatest brands of all time, and there was a relationship they had with the marketplace, and they built that. Coca-Cola spends, you know, gazillions of dollars on marketing, and they don't necessarily measure every little spend.
They say they do not have an advertising budget.
Right. So
they just spend what they think, you know, the market can bear.
Absolutely. So if you said to me, who are our clients, I think there's a mindset that we have to kind of filter. If you're somebody who's going to come to me and say, listen, I want to invest X dollars and I want that to give a return. How can anybody guarantee that? I mean, you could put an ROI on just about anything. If I could do that, then I could probably, I might as well just go to Vegas, right?
Right.
If I'm that good. So it's impossible to do that. I think that, You know, you look at companies like Apple, mm-hmm. you know, Steve Jobs. I always marvel at what Steve Jobs did, because they're not a technology company. They were defined by a community. You know, remember the commercial where they said, here, I'm a Mac, and the other guy said, I'm a PC.
Right.
You know, it was like, he said, I'm not standing for the suits.
Exactly.
I stand for the creatives. And
right.
then he had them. That was it.
Right.
And so it wasn't what they had. It wasn't the mouse trap that they built. They first said, let me stand for, you know, the mice, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So we stand for people who have this mindset and understand that marketing is cornerstone of their success and having a deep, meaningful relationship with them. Obviously, we're heavy in the graphic arts industry. We've got several clients that you know, we've met through that as extensions of, like contact lens companies and financial companies. But for the most part, people who believe in storytelling mm-hmm. and showing a little bit of vulnerability and how that connects deeply with people.
You know, it's funny you said that. I was just thinking, and of course, all companies say they want a relationship. I'm the same way in my insurance industry. I know this is going to sound awful for other people. I'm not trying to make all the money. The money will come. I really want to be able to know your risk, know your exposure, cover you properly, so when something happens, you're not looking at me because they're, you know, I try to give you a cheap quote or a quick quote.
The right expectation.
Right, it doesn't exist. You know, yeah. If you want cheap insurance, let me know where you get that. But if you want to be covered versus what happens, what doesn't happen, then we can talk. But I don't do the 5-minute quote. I'm not that person, because there's too many possibilities of things that can happen. And if it's not there, I've looked people in the eye that didn't buy life insurance and then somebody dies.
Sure.
And then
absolutely.
Now you're like, well, oh, I probably should have brought that up at some point.
You know, at Conduit, we have another mantra. I guess we've got a company.
You have a lot of mantras.
We do have a lot of mantras. You can't have enough mantras. But, you know, one of the things that there's an old adage, right? They used to say it's not, you know, what you do, it's who you know. I don't believe that. I don't think that it's even who you know. I think it's who knows you, right? You can
absolutely.
Know everybody, but if they think
and
you're,
who likes you,
right? Well, that's the deal. That's how we buy.
Because
right?
everybody knew me in high school.
Exactly.
Okay, so everybody liked me, but
right?
everybody
so
knew me.
If you know everybody, you know, but they think you're, you know, a jerk, then
right.
you're not going to do anything. So if they, it's when they know you, they like you. That's how we buy today.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't.
I agree 100%. I went into a furniture store one day, and a sales guy walked up to me, horrible, horrible attitude. And I thought to myself, you know what? I turned around and walked back out. And I wanted that furniture, but I turned around and walked back out, went back the next day when somebody else was working and bought three rooms of furniture.
Right, exactly.
Because I did not like him.
But
and
see,
I agree.
A lot of people don't do that. Some, and don't get me wrong, I'm an online queen. Only stores that I've been to 1,000 times and I know what I want, because sometimes they may not have my size. But I'm always shocked. To me, and I guess because I want to touch it, feel it, smell it, I want to know what that dress looks like when I put it on. It don't look the same on me as it does the girl in the picture. I'm almost sure it
doesn't. Oh, I agree with that, too. I agree with that,
yeah,
too.
You know, like people will actually buy a car online.
Oh, yeah.
Sight unseen. Like they check the mileage, they check the year. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go get it. I'm like, you haven't even driven it yet.
Right. Well, Mark, back to the magazine. I know sure. we kind of get off course.
No,
sometimes.
That's what I did.
But back to the magazine. Can you just kind of give us in a nutshell, you know, some specs on the magazine? You know, the readership, how many you distribute. You know, all of that
on
type
on Canvas magazine.
Yeah.
So Canvas magazine is kind of our flagship magazine, and it goes out to about 12,000 people. It's all sales and marketing, and it's we believe that it's important to be highly designed.
How often do you print?
We do 12 issues a year. We print 6 of them. So
is there a subscription to that?
There is not. It's
okay.
Free. So if you go to www.thecanvasmag.com, you can get that subscription. Our content is probably pretty relevant to just about any industry, but specifically for marketing service providers.
So now this 12,000, who are you distributing them to?
So again, what we would call marketing service providers. It might be sales and marketing executives
gotcha.
Within the graphic arts community.
Wonderful.
I just want to remind everyone out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. I specialize in business insurance. My co-host is Tess Turin, Marketing and Advertising Specialist, and we are speaking with Mark Potter of Conduit, Inc. Mark, tell everyone out there the best way to get in touch with you and your company.
So our phone number is 678-473-6131. We have multiple sites that you would probably want to take a look at. One is obviously thecanvasmag.com. Our new book, Egrets, Hockey Sticks, and Roller Skates, will be available on egretsbook.com.
Okay.
We are, just wanted to make this last note, we are donating all the proceeds to the EDSF, which is the Electronic Document Scholarship Foundation. It's a board I sit on, and it goes back to the education and creating opportunities for kids who can't afford school. And mm-hmm. so all proceeds of the book are going there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting. So.
Again, Ed, I see some collaboration here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Mark Potter from
Conduit
Incorporated. We want to thank you again so much for coming out today and sharing that great information with us.
Thanks for having me.
We also want to thank Mr. Ed Henderson. Mr. Henderson from Synergy America and Men with Ties. Thanks so much, Ed, for coming out today. We'd also like to give one last shout out to Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, Mall of Georgia. Be sure to go on their Facebook. Tell them you had great pizza at Business Leaders of Today. We'd also would like to let everybody know out there, if you missed any part of this show or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, business insurance specialist, your best friend on your worst day.
Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.